Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me today, all the way from Lake Forest, California, Milan Jurkovic and Dr. Dave Stoop. You guys doing all right?
Doing fine. Good to see you, Steve.
It's great to be with you.
Well, let me tell you about the weekend. Got to tell you about this. I've been excited about the opening of the Bible Museum, or the Museum of the Bible, in Washington, D.C. for quite some time. And last week I found out, had no idea, but Dave Stoop and I have a Bible on display in the Museum of the Bible. Now, it does not get much better than that, I'm telling you.
That's for sure.
So, the Life Recovery Bible is in there. And it is historical, 2.5 million copies of that Bible. It's in 25th anniversary. We've just released the second edition. And I tell you, I was on cloud nine. I went to this this grand opening thing, and we saw the musical Amazing Grace. And then the next morning, I went in and got to see the Bible on display there. And it truly is so exciting. And if you are not planning on going to Washington, D.C. this summer with your family, you should, just to go see this museum. Six floors of amazement. You will not be disappointed. All in honor of God's Word. It is truly one of the greatest things I've ever seen to honor God and our faith. And so go see it. Museum of the Bible. Check it out. Now, you know, if you would already know that if you're on Facebook, but if you're not, be sure and join my Facebook page, and you'll see the video of me looking at it and being at the museum and all the stuff that's there. Now, I also want to mention that this, if you go to the Christian Booksellers best-selling Bible list, number one is a gift Bible, number two is a children's Bible, and number three is the Life Recovery Bible. And so we're the number one best-selling adult study Bible. It's a Bible for recovery. I just think that is the coolest thing. It is a gift from God, and people's lives are being changed. If you haven't gotten one, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and get it. And while I'm on a roll, I just did an op-ed piece about the sex scandals that we are seeing all over. Every day, somebody else is being accused. And this op-ed piece was about this. I have not heard one single person say, well, yeah, that happened, but I got help for that problem. And I don't have that problem anymore. I'm a different person because I got help for it. Yes, oh, I regret what I did, but my wife and I, we worked through this. And we are together as a couple. Have you guys heard one person accused of any of this say, I got help, or I'm in recovery from this problem, or I'm a different human being? I haven't heard it.
I haven't heard it either.
No. A few reflections, like I've been thinking a lot about this, or this has made me self-reflect, but
yeah,
that doesn't mean we've gotten help yet.
Right. I'm really sorry I did it, or whatever. I'll cooperate with the investigation. Or the other side of it, yeah, she has no credibility. But not one person saying what all of the guys that we work with at Every Man's Battle have said and can say. Yeah, that was me, but not anymore. I am a different human being. If you want that to be your response if this ever happens to you, and do it before it does happen, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Say, I want to go to Every Man's Battle. All right, 1-800-229-3000. For 3 hours, you can call, and you're going to get the best advice from three guys that think they know what they're talking about right here on New Life. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn. You know, we do a lot of workshops around here. And one of the things that we've done over the years is to help people with their weight, because I had a weight problem. I used to weigh 60 pounds more than I do now, essentially carrying a little third grader around with me all the time. We did Lose It for Life just for a weight problem. Well, now we have a program for that, and it's called Living Light. We want you to live in the light of our Lord, to be lighter on your feet. This particular workshop and this material is much more saturated with scripture, biblical principles. I think you're going to love it. It's all new, no redundancy. If you came to Lose It for Life and maybe you had some success, I think this will take you deeper.
The Living Light Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and as you know, we're involved in our year-end drive to make this ministry whole and do the things that we've been called to do. And some faithful supporters got together, and they contributed $267,000 and challenged folks to come in and match that. I want you to hear, Rob is one of those that chose to participate. I want you to hear this and why he did. Let's hear Rob.
My name's Rob, and I am from the Cincinnati area. We support New Life because of a lot of different reasons. One would be because they have been a lifeline that helps us through the storms of life. And sometimes it's not even the storms of life. It's just the average things that go on in everyday life, maybe for myself or for that other people experience. And we find support from them through the radio and through the resources, through the workshops that are all encouraging and also providing us the tools that we need to grow in our heart and our character. And I would just encourage other listeners to take time to consider what New Life has done in their own personal life. And if it's impacted you, I would encourage you to step forward and to give a gift of any amount. And it will be greatly appreciated by the ministry, and also they will make it go farther than any other ministry that I'm aware of.
Well, I appreciate Rob doing that, and Rob's heart is, this is one of the great godly men of the world, and he jumped on here. He's a farmer, and he gives what he can give to support this ministry. Please, if you haven't, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and participate with us in this Thanksgiving challenge. $267,000 given, and that is our goal, trying to get people to match that challenge. But right now, let's go to Mary from Dallas, Texas. Mary's calling us, listens on Sirius XM. Glad she does. Hi, Mary. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Yes. I have a 20-year-old son who has had mental health issues for, since he was, we pretty much his whole life we've seen problems, but it's progressively has gotten worse.
Mm-hmm. What kind of problems? What kind of problems does he have?
Well, when he was first in school, we started having teachers saying he was, being defiant and impulsive, and so we went the ADHD route, but then it just kept getting worse. Where he was getting into fights, he'd be very respectful at home. He won't it got to the point where he just completely refused to do anything that my husband and I set boundaries, he would just cross them.
Now you're saying
and
he has.
You're saying he has mental.
You said he has mental illness problems. These sound more behavioral.
But later on, it's gone to where he's now living. I mean, this is when he was much younger, and they just sort of kept escalating from there. And it got to the point where when he was 17, he physically attacked me and hit me. And then he ended up being, and we called the police, had him jailed. They, prosecutor gave him an opportunity to go through what they called mental health court, which is really more geared towards drug abuse. And although I think he does abuse drugs, marijuana,
Is he living with you now?
No, we couldn't have him. I insisted that he move out because he was creating havoc in our home. Our daughter, it's affecting our 16-year-old daughter.
So how could we help you today? What's going on? And I mean, what do you want from
us? We had a really bad episode this weekend where he was over visiting, which I have not wanted him to do because I want him to get a psych evaluation. He's on medication. He's been on medication for, like, they say, well, maybe he's bipolar, maybe this. I really wanted him to go to a hospital, and my husband keeps I don't know how to get my husband on the same page with what he needs to do. He just keeps enabling him. He keeps being his crutch. He goes and spends the night with him at the trailer. He takes him wherever he needs to go. He wants groceries. He goes and gets groceries. We're paying for everything. We're paying for his house.
Okay, so let's see.
We're paying for our house.
All right, so Mylon and Dave have heard this. And let me see what their response is. Let's see if they can give you some insight here.
Well, what do you think is the reason he's the opposite of what you're doing?
Your husband, you mean.
Your husband. Why is your husband?
My husband, I think, feels badly for him. He thinks he's sick. Therefore, he thinks he needs to continue to care for him.
Go ahead.
But I've tried to convince my husband that what we have done, or what we've done for him, is not helping him. And he actually got arrested at the end of June, and put in jail where I felt he needed to stay, and my husband bailed him out.
Do you ever put that in the context of you're choosing him over me? Not those words, but that.
Yes. I tell him this is breaking apart our family.
Yeah.
It's really, my daughter was the one who ended up calling 911 this weekend to get the police to come over because he was screaming at me, telling me that he wanted to murder me and calling me every obscene word.
And your husband still sides with him against you.
He
even when he does things like that.
My daughter ran out and called 911, and then my husband took him in the car and left with him and took him back to his trailer and stayed with him there.
The issue isn't your son. The issue is your marriage. And that's what I would focus. You seem to be focused on the issues with your son. Steve made an interesting point in that it's all behavioral stuff that's going on with him, and it's not a mental illness. It may be an illness in that he can't choose to monitor his behavior, but that's not the issue. The issue is your marriage, and until you guys get on the same page, nothing's going to change.
We have been going to counseling, and we've seen actually several counselors, and I don't know why.
Why would you see several? Why would you see several? Why? Usually,
because he would start saying he well, one that we went to see was, well, he stops wanting to see him when the counselors start telling him that he needs to start letting go and letting my son suffer the consequences of his behavior.
All right. So you and your husband are very separated. Your husband won't listen to anybody who says maybe you ought to think about this in a different way. Mylon, what do you think she could do that might turn things around for the two of them? What do you think?
Well, I would agree with you and Dave that the biggest problem is that they have a marriage problem here.
Mm-hmm.
We see every week, I see every week, parents triangulating over a kid or the family where one parent believes one thing, acts one way, protects one way. Another parent is an opposite viewpoint or an opposite response. And they triangulate, and all it does is cause the parents to go further and further and further apart, and it leaves the child unattended. The child's never helped.
Well, it leaves the child in control.
Well, yes. The child is fully in control because they're dividing the parents, and the parents are letting that happen. But the child's needs are unattended. The issue becomes the reactivity between the two parents, or the lack, or the over-connection, or the under-connection. You know, ultimately, what you're going to have to do is if he won't listen to you, you're going to have to figure out an appropriate boundary that protects you. Your husband's not protecting you. So what you're going to have to do is protect yourself somehow, some way. You know, John Townsend, Henry Cloud wrote a book called Boundaries and Having Difficult Conversations, etc., or conversations with difficult people. Whatever it is, you're going to have to sit down and figure out what do we do about this. Now, you don't have to be on the same page about life because people are different. We can tolerate people having different views. Same page doesn't always mean we agree on everything, but that we must reach some sort of common solution. And if your husband won't listen to a counselor, then the counselor is doing you no good as a couple. You need to get some counseling to figure out how can I be a stronger person, and how can I get protection if the violence is against me?
And one of the things that I would do to begin that process is I would leave the house. I would take your daughter and leave the house if he starts that with your husband. Instead of your husband taking him or calling 911, just gather your daughter and say, we're out of here. And tell your husband that you're going to do that in advance, that you're done, because you got to remember the issue is not your son right now. The issue is your marriage.
Uh-huh. Now, let me tell you why what Dave and Mylon are saying is important. Because you're going to infect your daughter with good decisions or bad decisions. And she's either going to see her mother as a woman, set the standard for her as we don't put up with this forever. We allow for time, for healing, for insight, but at some point we say enough is enough, and that's why we're going to do this. And you say to her, now the reason I'm doing this, number one, is to protect us. But number two, it's to help your father see how serious this really is. And me staying here, maintaining the status quo and keeping the peace, is getting us nowhere. So I'm not stopping my love for your father. I'm not stopping our trying to make things better. I'm just taking this move because nothing else has worked. That's why you need to do it. Now, I'm going to send you a copy of Dave's book, Smart Love, and I'm going to send you Mylon and Kay's book, How We Love, and I think both of those are going to open your eyes immensely. And I tell you, I know it's going to be hard for you to do what's been suggested here. But I think if you'll commit to doing it as soon as you can, it's going to change your relationship with your daughter, with your husband. And it's the best hope for your son. And again, I don't think you should be saying he has mental health issues. He has behavioral problems that can be changed. they can be changed.
Well, Steve, to be honest, though, there may be mental health issues that are driving the behavior. It's hard to tell which comes first, the chicken or the egg.
Yeah.
Both are true, or possibly true. That needs to be figured out.
But when you say mental health issues, it kind of lends an air of, he's more helpless than he really is. I mean, properly medicated and with a dad that's saying you got to step up here, there's and the kind of help he needs, there's just a lot of hope for that kid.
There sure can be.
Unlike, you know, if he was schizophrenic and just totally needs to be institutionalized forever, although, you know, most schizophrenics, when they take the medication now, there's pretty good medication for that, and it can be helped. But he's not down that road at all. So I hope that something we've said could provide something, a motivation for this mom to do something different. And you know what, guys? If you're on the other side of this and you're the one that's enabling, you got to look at why you're doing it. It's not for your son or your daughter. It's for you. Boy, that's a tough reality to face. We'll be right back. 1-800-229-3000.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I really hope that you will do what some folks are doing and come along here and meet this challenge, being thankful for New Life, wanting it to continue. I just got this, Barb from Yakima, Washington, $10. Scott and Donna from San Jose, they've said, I want to help, $100. Kevin from Memphis, Tennessee, $20 to help match that so that we can get our house in order, so we can continue to be on every radio station that we're on today. We really need your help. If you're grateful, come and join us right now, please. 1-800-NEW-LIFE's the number to call. Yes.
Can I say something right there?
Please do.
Well, you said we have to get our house in order, and I don't want people to walk off thinking that it was out of order.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I just meant pay bills is what I meant.
Well, and the reason that there's a need to help pay bills is because it costs a lot of money to be on the radio. In Christian radio, the person that's doing the show has to sponsor their own show, so we have to pay for the airtime. And I just want people to understand that. It's not because of a poor stewardship or misusage of funds.
Thank you. Mylon, you're the champion of clarification today, because like that last call, you said, well, there were mental issues there that need to be dealt with, not just behavior. So thank you for clarifying that. No, I'll tell you, nobody has better, more responsible financial dealings than this ministry. People all around will tell you that. So anyway, let's go back to the calls. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us. And if you can help us with that match, that number, that's our 800 number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's right behind me. You can see it. All right, right behind me. You can see it right there. All right, let's talk with Lauren from Houston, KKHT. Hi, Lauren. How are you? Are you there, Lauren, from KKHT? Yeah. Yeah, hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Oh, well, I was originally going to ask for a Bible. I had one that I loved dearly, and I don't have it anymore, and it seems to have disappeared. I've, you know, talked to the church and this and that. So I'm listening to the radio, and I hear those stats and good stuff about the life. Is it Life Recovery Bible?
Life Recovery Bible. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So,
and what translation do you want it in?
Oh, I guess I thought it was its own translation. Okay. King James.
You like the King James translation? Well, we have the Life Recovery Bible in the King James translation. It's also in the New Living Translation. But I'm curious why you like the King James. I'm going to send you one. We'll get you a Life Recovery Bible. Why do you like King James over the others?
Baptist school as a kid. Private school, we used the King James, and honestly, it increased my vocabulary immensely. It worked with my kids too, so it's I don't know, it's nostalgic, but it's also, you know, it's the Word of God, and I know that whatever version I'm going to get is, yeah, I know that. Yeah. I know the result will be good. So
okay,
Steve,
we'll get it to
Steve, you should have asked her whither thou learnest of KJV.
Yeah, really. Okay, so I have to tell you a fun fact about the King James Version real quick. You ready?
Okay, yep.
So the King James Version was written in the language of Shakespeare that you love so much. And on his 46th birthday, they completed that translation. And the translators, as a gift to Shakespeare, 46th birthday of Shakespeare, they completed the translation. They gave him this gift. If you go to the 46th Psalm and count 46 words from the beginning, you'll see the word shake. And if you count 46 words from the end, you will see the word spear. So these it was translated by human beings, just like all the other translations. And the accuracy of some of the later translations, like New Living, are actually a little more accurate. But the King James is a beautiful language.
Cool.
I'll get that Bible to you. And you have to let us know.
Let me give you one. Just let me give you one, a fun one.
Okay, okay.
So right now we've got crazy, crazy stuff going on, and I'm not going to go political on you, but we have wars and we have rumors of wars. Mm-hmm. That tickles me to death because, you know, we really have wars, and then we've got lots of rumors of wars.
So we do.
The language way back then can reach way into the, that's awesome.
Into the future.
We sure can. All right. Well, I'm glad you called, and we'll get that to you. Anybody else, you know, there is the New Living, and there is the King James.
There is the Spanish version, too.
Yes, we've got Spanish, and we've got a teen version. And the teen one is done in hip-hop and rap. No, that's not true. Andrea from Washington, D.C., WAVA is the station. Hi there. Hello,
hi.
Andrea. Hi.
Hi. Well, my question, I guess I'll begin with a question, is how do I help my parents and my brother deal with my brother being dependent on marijuana and helping him also with his depression? He's severely dependent on marijuana. It's behind that, he has a lot of depression, and it's affecting, like, the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
He's in denial of getting help. He doesn't want to get help. And my parent, we don't know what to do. We've told him he needs to go to therapy. He needs to just try to help him in any way.
Yeah.
But he's
okay.
Rejecting it, and now he wants to travel across the world, and we just don't know what to do.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 25.
You're 25. Okay. We're going to help you right after this. Common okay. problem. Okay? Frank Clark said, if a fellow isn't thankful for what he's got, he isn't likely to be thankful for what he's going to get. And there's an Estonian proverb that says, who does not thank for little will not thank for much. As we approach Thanksgiving, let's be thankful. And let's do something about that Thanksgiving.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we're so grateful that you're with us here today. It is the week of Thanksgiving. I hope that you're going to have a great weekend. I hope it's going to be an amazing time. And some people are so grateful that they're supporting us right here. And I think I'm echoing in the studio there, guys. Eric, Perrysburg, Ohio, $20. Roger and Marva, Orlando, Florida, $50. Brent and Julie from Wilton, North Dakota. I love they're handing me these things here. Please join us in meeting this this challenge. It really does make all the difference in the world. What we do here at Year End has everything to do with what happens next year and staying on the stations that we want to stay on. We've had to go off of some. But anyway, call us and help us. Our gift to you is our 2018 30-year anniversary calendar. That's right. We've been in existence for 30 years. We'll celebrate it all next year. It's going to be quite amazing. And we're really, really thrilled that we get to do all that we get to do. Let's go back to our calls. And right now, let's...
Andrea.
Okay, we're talking with Andrea about... A 21-year-old brother, Andrea's 25. How do I help my parents deal with this? You know, I got to tell you, Andrea, it is amazing to me how many people struggle with marijuana, and the child that has the problem says, but yeah, it's legal, but yeah, it's not, you know, there's nothing addictive about it. It's not a problem. Because I think the marijuana has affected their brain that they don't see that it's a problem.
Right.
And so you got a problem. He's got a problem. And the only thing that I know that could help your parents help him is to ask them, who have you guys talked to that knows a lot about what marijuana does to a person? Do you know if they've talked to any experts at all who know a lot about marijuana?
Well, we've done our research online. I mean, that's pretty much what we've done. We've read mm-hmm. over it. I think mainly why he's using marijuana is, first of all, I don't think he's understanding that it is affecting his brain, obviously, yeah. or the way. And then also, I think it's to cover up, the depression and maybe the pain that he's in. I mean, yesterday we spoke.
Yeah, sure.
We had a discussion and he was crying out, like, I can't, why am I like this? And we're telling him, just stop, please stop. Like, we'll get help and, go to therapy. So I think he's just trying to cover up, that pain, whatever he's dealing with.
Andrea, yeah. The thing I always suggest to people is that they go to speaker meetings, AA speaker mm-hmm. meetings, and you take your brother with you. Get the whole family to go. You can find out where they are by calling a hospital that does treatment or detox, because they usually run a speaker meeting as a marketing tool. In a speaker meeting, mm-hmm. you just go, you sit down, you listen, you get up and leave. No, you don't say anything, but it's the best education that you can get. And your brother's in denial. And he's denying it mostly to himself, more than he's denying it to the family. He's denying the reality to himself because that's the only way he can survive. And sometimes those speaker meetings will break through that denial because you hear stories of people who are authentic and who have been there and done that and gotten out of it and demonstrate the change that takes place when they get out of that lifestyle. But mm-hmm. you can argue with him till the cows come home and nothing will change because he's in denial towards himself so that he doesn't think he has a problem. That's not his problem.
Well, Dave, you mentioned the word lifestyle. It really does become a lifestyle. And you justify not only the drug, but you just justify the way you're living, even though you're experiencing all these things that go along with the drug and the lifestyle. Mylon, any insight here you want to add?
Well, Andrea, the thing that needs to happen is you need to address, and it may be that you may be the lone voice he'll listen to if he's not listening to his parents, but he's in denial, yes, because he so desperately is attempting to use something to make pain go away. One of the primary reasons people turn to addictions is because they have internal pain that mm-hmm. they're trying to medicate. And what he needs to know is that there are antidepressants that can take that depression and alleviate the anxiety that goes along with it. And so he needs to know there's a hopeful and helpful alternative to just going cold turkey off of this, quitting pot. The long-term deleterious effect upon the brain is well established, although a lot of people don't want to acknowledge that. But he also needs to be listened to as to how much pain is he in, his crying, his pleading, his desperation. That needs to be addressed. And as a part, and you need to emphasize this as a part of therapy, and perhaps even going directly to a psychiatrist that could help him create a plan for withdrawing from one and starting another, and to give him hope that what he's feeling inside doesn't have to mm-hmm. stay there forever. That's his biggest aspiration, in my humble opinion.
He's in denial. He doesn't want to go to therapy. He doesn't want to go on antidepressants. He's against antidepressants. Do you have any strategies?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The answer is he's not against antidepressants because he uses one every day or multiple times a day. That's what you see. He thinks he is, but pot is a central nervous system depressant.
Yeah.
So he is depressing his central nervous system every day to make it not be as active and alive and agitated.
But that feeds right into the depression.
Of course.
So, what you guys are saying, it's true. He is he believes in antidepressant. He's just chosen a very ineffective one.
Yeah.
Doesn't work for him. But if we could ever change his mind a little bit there, well, maybe he would then see that, we've got an antidepressant that works. It's worked for thousands of people. It's not controversial. It's not addictive. But anyway, I really believe mm-hmm. that your parents are going to have to take a totally different approach right. with him,
so
they need
the
support.
So what's the first step? Like, if I'm going to talk to my mom later, what should I tell her? What should be, like, the first thing I tell her? Hey, Mom, you should do this. I was advised for you to do this. What do you think would be, like, the first step?
I would tell her, I think it's time for us to stop going online and looking at the facts. I think it's time maybe the three of us let's find the best counselor in this area that deals with marijuana, with recovery, mm-hmm. with addiction kind of things, and let's go see that person and talk with them. And then probably the next session is going to be with him, maybe not. But I'd go talk to somebody face-to-face that mm-hmm. can say to your mom and dad, here are the things that you're doing that I think are really ineffective. Here are some things that I think you could do that are better. And one thing is that if they're going to support him financially, he needs to be willing to go see that therapist or, as mentioned, the psychiatrist that's going to give him the kind of help that he really needs. They must not enable, and they are enabling if they support him in drug use. And I don't know. Parents seem to be really confused yeah. about this sometimes. Don't send your child to college to do drugs. It's just, it makes no sense for a Christian parent to say, well, it's all right if he gets drunk every weekend and uses marijuana during the week. Not good.
Well,
not a good thing.
Totally don't accept it. They don't want him to do it. They try and they fight and they yeah. say, stop, and they, you know, mm-hmm. they take it away. They, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. so.
Well, how does he support himself? How does he have money to do anything?
He works. Okay. He works, so he buys it. So he recently went on a trip. Before he got back, we got rid of all the marijuana, and we're thinking he didn't smoke for, you know, 2 weeks. Let's take this away and let him know, you know, hey, we took this away. We're not, you know, so pretty much trying to help him, and as soon as he comes back, he wants it. But what my parents have been trying to do is taking it away, having consequences, but now it's like they lost control, and they don't know how to control it anymore.
They have to take away his comfort that they provide for him.
That's right.
That's what they have to take away.
My mom.
Taking away the marijuana is foolish.
Do you mean
foolish.
Like a housing?
Yes.
Like
yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Refrigerator,
yeah.
house, home,
here,
bed.
Here, I'll give you free rent so you can have some money from your job to buy drugs. That's what your mom and dad are doing.
But my parents are so against it. That's the last thing.
It doesn't matter what they're not against it mm-hmm. while they're allowing mm-hmm. him to pay for drugs while they pay for his mm-hmm. rent. They might as well just go pay right. for the drugs.
See, they're okay. against it, but they're not effective in implementing that against position. You see, they don't know how to execute or to carry out.
What did King Lear say, Shakespeare? My love is richer than my tongue. In other words, we can't just talk about something. We have to do something about it if we really love
Which
something.
Means the family needs to get help as That's much right. as he needs to get help.
Right.
That is correct. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. 1-800-229-3000. Did you know that Every Man's Battle is December the 1st in Dallas, Texas, January the 12th in D.C.? Living Light is January the 26th. You could get the early bird special. And then you could eat a little extra over the holidays knowing you're coming to our weight loss event on January the 26th. I'm telling you, it will change your perspective on exercise, on eating, on life. It helps you to live according to God's light in a new way, totally different way. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Intimacy and Marriage, February 16th.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We've asked people to help with this challenge. Listen to this. Dan and Kim from Palatine, Illinois, said, here's $2,500 to help you out.
Wow.
I love that. And Sandra from Colorado Springs, she joined Club New Life at $30 a month. If you can help us, would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? Join other grateful listeners, those who've been helped by New Life, and become part of this giving family. We'll send you a copy of our 2018 30th anniversary celebration calendar. Hey, by the way, before we go to the next call, I'm preaching this Sunday on Thanksgiving at Northview Church in Carmel. And if you want to join online, 5 o'clock on Saturday Eastern Time, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., you can, northviewchurch.us, you can be there with me. I'd love to have you. Okay, let's now go let's talk with Ellie from Dallas, Texas. And if you want to join us, we've got two more programs coming up at 1-800-229-3000. Ellie, K-word, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. How can we help you today?
I just have a question. Thank you for what you do. I listen almost every day, and I really get blessed from listening to you guys. But I just want to ask, I have a question to ask you. I went through a really terrible, bad marriage where I was going through domestic violence, a lot of abuse, infidelity, and all of that, and finally was able to ask him to leave. We're not fully divorced, but we're separated at the moment. But it's been over a year now, and he's refused to pay any kind of child support, and we have four little children. But my question for you is, should I give him access to the children? I've tried to file for child support, so that's not my question for you. Not sure if he's working, why they're not able to help me with that, but I guess my question, should I give him access to the children, even though he's not playing any role, he's not in contact with them, he has no idea what is going on, and I haven't been able to set the right boundaries in the past, in the sense that even after he left, there was still a lot of emotional torture and verbal abuse.
So,
if
you weren't married to him, would you let your child spend a minute with a man like that?
No, sir. No.
Okay.
Sir. No,
well, let's see what Dave and Mylon say.
Yeah.
Dave, Mylon, what do you guys think?
Well, I think Ellie, I think that it sounds like you haven't found protection within the legal system. In other words, you are...
Not really.
That's correct. And as such, then you don't have anybody to help monitor. You see, the courts could say your husband has a right to see the kids because he is their biological parent, but it has to be under supervision, and so the kids would be able to have access to them. The fact that he's not required to pay – he's not going to just give child support if you ask for it, but if the court tells him he has to, that might be another thing. And so the problem is you're missing – you're asking questions about the very things that the court would give you. They would give you support, child support, and they would give you instruction on how to manage seeing the kids and whether he should or shouldn't and under what circumstances.
Well, and what I would do is I would make an appointment with an attorney for a consult to find out what your rights are.
Right.
And that would follow. Then you would know where the parameters are and the boundaries are that Mylon's talking about.
Yeah.
And usually they do a free consult so you can get in and see somebody and they tell you. They're hoping you'll hire them, but they're willing to see you for nothing to give you the information.
Yeah.
And then there's lots of, in Dallas especially, a big, big city, there's lots of county support agencies that have pro bono legal work that could help you set up something that would protect your family and also help set up some support financially and then help answer your child custody questions.
That would be a good move. And, you know, sometimes we don't feel like we deserve legal help or we can afford it. Well, you deserve it with a man like that. And as Dave's pointing out, most likely you can afford it. They'll help you. Let me send you Take Your Life Back.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
really
choice.
It can help you become the defender of your value. And it can become the developer of good things for your life. Stop reacting to somebody. Start responding to God. Well, I don't think we have time for another call. But if you hold on, if you're on the line, we've got two more programs. And if you'd like to join us on one of those programs, it's 1-800-229-3000. As we've mentioned, we hope that if you're grateful for New Life, you'll support us. We've had a lot of people come along and join in this challenge to see if other people would step up and help us here in our November giving. Well, this is the week. I mean, if you can't be thankful during the week of Thanksgiving, it's going to be hard to rest the year. And I'm going to be preaching this Saturday and Sunday at Northview Church in Carmel. And my whole message is thanksgiving, that if we truly, truly are grateful, it's going to come out in some form. You know, Dave, the Bill W., there's some quote that he gave about, don't tell me how grateful you are. Let me see what you're doing to help others experience what you've experienced out of gratitude for what God has done for you. It's really pretty powerful, but an accurate concept. And in the Christian world, it is easy to talk a good game about a lot of stuff. But when it comes down to it, you know, God calls us to sacrifice. And I just hope and pray that if you're grateful for New Life, if you love giving, if you're a cheerful giver, I mean, that's what God loves, is a cheerful giver. If you give begrudgingly, don't do that because it won't do any good. But plant some seeds of generosity. I think the blessings will come back to you. I'm not talking about financial blessings. I'm talking about spiritual blessings and blessings that you just never dreamed could happen. The phone number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you're really in trouble and you know it, or somebody you love is in trouble and you know it, there are a lot of different things that we can provide for you, but you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You know, maybe you're just not ready to do something, but you'd read a book. Or the other person would. Maybe you could come to one of these weekends, like Every Man's Battle, that just changes everything in a weekend. Do we heal people? No. Are people transformed in a weekend? No. But they totally and completely change the direction of their lives. And I know some of you women have been triggered by what you've heard in the media about women being sexually abused, predators out there taking advantage of women in Hollywood and the government, other places. If you've been triggered by that, you know, we have a workshop to help you. It's called Restore. But I know some of you guys have been thinking, that could have been me. It could still be me. Do what thousands and thousands of other men have done. And that's call us and let us help you on December the 1st. For our Every Man's Battle weekend. Don't be in the news before you finally are forced to get some help. We have counselors everywhere. Oh, they're so good. They're so committed. 1,500 counselors in the network that are not just great clinically trained folks, but they've got faith. They believe. And they want you to experience not just feeling a little better, but transformation. Call us. We have a resource for you. The three of us, Milan's written How We Love with his wife. Oh, it's amazing. Smart Love by Dr. Dave Stoop. We edited the Life Recovery Bible together. That's an amazing tool. Take Your Life Back. Pretty much helps you with whatever it is you're struggling with. Come join us for the next program, 1-800-229-3000. And if you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.